If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're talking finances here, people. This is gonna ruin your day. Because sometimes it can do that. If you do a serious, honest self-reflection on what you spend your money on, it can totally put you in a bad mood. David, Sue, and Kendra, Morning Magic, Magic 106.7. Hey, the holidays. I mean, we all, come on. If you're being honest, we all do it.
Yeah. We try not to spend a lot, but it always happens.
Either on gifts that you're giving, on entertaining.
Yeah, I'm kind of ashamed of myself.
Are you? You're not.
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yes.
What was the most frivolous? I mean, you don't have to get specific, like in terms of numbers, but Sue and I were just logging in. I went through my bank statement last month. We bought a case of wine. At some point, like a week before Christmas, I was like, we should get a case of wine.
That's understandable, though, because you're going places, you got to bring a bottle of wine,
we're going to have people over, whatever. And I knew, so this is exactly what happened. I said to Kathy, I said, I'm going to go to, I'm going to get some wine. I'm going to get a case. And she goes, maybe we should get two. So suddenly I'm buying two cases of wine. One red, one white. We gave some away. We entertained.
But it's smarter to do that, though. You actually do end up saving money.
I guess, but I just went through my credit bill and I saw the number. And I was like, what is that? Oh, yeah.
$1 million.
Yeah.
That's close to the balance,
I think,
all of us. So it's the stuff that you bought that you forgot that you bought. Did you have anything sort of frivolous or that you saw upon reflection on your bank statement?
I always buy like more Christmas decorations or more. Like this year I bought the light up reindeers that you put out in your yard.
Oh, you did get them.
It's always about escalating for Sue, Kendra. She's always got a raise. Outdo last year's decorations.
I didn't need them.
Next year it's going to be live reindeer on the front.
Laugh if you want. It's a great idea.
She'll find a farm and I will have live reindeer.
That would be so cool.
Then you'll have to have caretakers and you'll have to tip that guy out.
Anyone know where I can get a live reindeer?
Oh, my God.
So back to how are you trying to rein it in? How are you trying to cut back? We put a Facebook post up.
Yeah.
And people offered some ideas about, first of all, coffee. Somebody yesterday on the phone said that. Two coffees a day. If you buy two coffees a day, that's a little bit of money.
Yeah. The DoorDash thing and coffee. Getting food delivered every day and getting coffee out every day adds up.
Eating out. We eat out too many. Now that we're empty nesters, we do takeout. We eat out too many times.
Yeah. So Don posted on Facebook, 98% of the time I'll make coffee instead of buying coffee from establishment. I rarely eat out. And then somebody commented, Jane commented on Don's thing about coffee saying, I was most proud when I decided to try to make a Dunk's Dunkachino. At first, it was a great idea. Soon I realized that getting that didn't justify stopping. So one day something clicked. So she's making her coffee at home rather than getting it every day. It's a nice treat to get it, but it saves some money if you make it at home.
When you say ways to save, my idea of saving is like when we go sit at a table, just get the bottle of wine instead of the glass. Like that's not really,
That's how you tell yourself you're saving money.
Yes, because instead of paying for like individual glasses, like that's where my mind goes to, not which is what these people are saying.
But did you guys know this trick? And I did know it, but I just learned it very recently. It says for online, put things in your cart, fill the checkout info in, and then just close the window without purchasing.
Yes.
Do this a few times, and they will most times email you either free shipping or a discount to get you to finish the purchase.
They do.
Oh, my God. So you left this behind. Don't forget. Can we entice you to?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
A lot of clothing stores do that.
Now it's 10% off, or now it's free shipping.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
That's cool.
We're gaming the system a little bit.
Yeah.
That's very true.
That would make me put extra stuff in my cart, knowing I was going to get a 10% discount.
Yeah, you do, and that's how they get, because they know you're going to go back and see, what is that, a stainless steel?
So then are we really saving money?
You're right. Not.
Do you both have the Amazon app on your phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now it's at the point where you just get an idea about something, or you see something online, and within like 90 seconds, you can have it being sent to your house. And and if they're going to deliver it, do you ever get the thing where they show up like 2 hours later?
Well, they do. Well, I do the
with
overnight.
The thing that you just it's on your doorstep in the morning.
Yeah, it's like 4 a.m. to
like
8 a.m.
Magic.
It is. Our dryer broke, and I looked on. The second I looked on for a dryer cleaner, like a vent cleaner, $9, boom, click, was there overnight.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
It's just too easy to spend money. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. We're talking about reining it in and how you're trying to not spend money.
Did we solve the problem?
I think we went in the other direction. Just one more real quick. Teresa says, never go shopping when you're hungry or with your kids.
Yep.
Kids ruin everything.
No, they hands
out. You'll end up with more crap in your cart. Shop online for your groceries with a list for your planned meals, and they can deliver them to your house or you know, put them in a box outside your apartment.
I do the delivery a lot, Instacart, but I can't do it for produce. I got to go look at it. I got to look and touch and feel that stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well,
the box stuff I can do online.
Yeah.
That's about to change. Those days are over because the Morning Magic Cash Only Challenge, we're all going to do it.
We're reining it in.
And we're going to see. Yeah. This is going to be like on Seinfeld, you know, when they have the contest.
Yeah, I'm going to fail.
Who can go the
Kendra's
longest?
Kendra's going to be out in
using
minutes.
A credit card.
Yeah.
More next.